Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Boom! We are back here on the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket. Once again, Adam Carriker, the big man, is out today. He will be back on Monday. So for now, it is myself, Jake Bachman, and Jake Sorensen in. But Jake is going to get busy, so we're going to have to let him go. So this is our final segment with Jake Sorensen. Austin Orman will jump in with me shortly. Then, of course, after the next hour, we'll be Bach in the black shirt. So Terrell Farley, the Hall of Famer, Husker Hall of Famer, All-American, will join me as well for our normal show. But Sorensen, I wanted to get your thoughts here in a second on Nebraska football, where they are at this point in the season. It's always fun to kind of get different views on the thoughts. And, of course, we've let the Michigan frustration, if you'll put it that way, boil out a little bit over this week. I also did want to give a shout-out to Good Sense, because it is Good Sense Friday here at 93.7 The Ticket. Excellent food. They just dropped it off. Mm-hmm. Always get pepper bread. Are you a big pepper fan?
I love pepper.
Oh, yeah. Have you tried the pepper bread?
I like Dr. Pepper.
Well, yeah, Dr. Pepper. I get Dr. Pepper with a side of pepper bread on my sandwich. It is fantastic.
Good.
You got to go out and try some pepper bread if you're a pepper fan.
A lot of pepper, bot.
I know. Give me more. I'm a big pepper guy. Now to the question. Nebraska football, this point in the season, about where you thought that you'd expect they would be. What are your kind of thoughts for Nebraska football? If you could just tell an outsider in, you know, a few paragraphs.
Well, I mean, it's disappointing the way they lost to Michigan. Just the fact that the Lions got dismantled on both sides, and Matt Rhule was on Pat McAfee yesterday and said, yeah, it's disappointing. That's not going to define us. And you got to hope he's right. You got to hope that this team bounces back, because the Cincinnati game, I thought the Lions were okay. I mean, they didn't stop Brendan Sorsby from running the ball that well in the first game, but I thought they did a good job of protecting Raiola in that game. Offensive line did. The defensive line was not huge in that game, but we knew that was already a problem. That's not been a question in terms of the issues with the defensive line. The O-line was surprisingly bad against Michigan, and that's probably partially Wink Martindale is a great coordinator, and he knows how to get at certain weaknesses, and that's now on film, which is unfortunate for Nebraska. But you have a week to get things right. You got 2 weeks off. A week off, and you play next week against Michigan State at home. And 3-1 is not a surprise. It's just, I think the problem, Bach, is that the Michigan game was a chance for Nebraska to prove to themselves and to the conference that, hey, we haven't arrived, but we're almost here. Yeah, we got to get over the hump against Michigan, against Ohio State and Oregon and Penn State. But beating Michigan at home, who won the title 2 years ago, would have been a statement and a winnable game. And the problem is that now you've got four games, and there'll be no ranked teams ahead. You got, you know, Michigan State is unranked, Minnesota's unranked with the bad loss to Cal.
Yeah.
You know, then you have, you know, Maryland also on the radar. Maryland's a tough team. They're not going to be a gimme game. And then you host Northwestern, who's not very good. So the month of October presents opportunity once again, which Nebraska had last year and had, you know, and the year before that, and has not done a great job when it presents itself that way. So if they can somehow go 4-0 in October, which is feasible, get to 7-1 before USC comes to town, you forgive the Michigan loss and say, okay, we proved that we are still a pretty good team. But that's the problem, is that this fan base just knows that something bad might happen at any given time, and you hope the team doesn't feel that exact same way.
Yeah, it's interesting, too. I saw an article by Chuck Bausman of SI said Husker season will be defined by unranked opponents.
Yeah, I agree with that. I totally agree with that.
Yeah, and it's somewhat unfortunate. Like you said, I think you know, the idea or the hope is that you can kind of have it all at once, right? Make that big rise, beat the Michigans, the Penn States, the USCs of the world that are on your schedule and rise up the ranks in the Big Ten. But, you know, that's often sometimes to put the cart before the horse. Sometimes you got to fight with the middle of the Big Ten and quite frankly, avoid those bad losses to the bottom of the Big Ten. Yeah. And that would be progress for Nebraska. You still have your opportunities. I mean, USC and Penn State, like I said, are likely going to be ranked when you play against them. So they will be able to be able to punch up. But, you know, when I saw that article, I thought that that was a very good point is that I think, you know, while we would wish to make that giant step, everybody's talking about year three Matt Rhule. Well, if you look at Matt Rhule just in general, it's not based off defeating, you know, these big upsets, and that's where he made his name. It was program building and beating, winning a lot of games that those teams were supposed to win by the time he left.
Who else did that? Bo Pelini did that.
Yeah.
Bo did a great job of not losing to bad teams. He failed to win the big game a lot and sometimes got blown out in the big game. That was a problem with Bo. But Bo hardly ever lost to bad teams. They always won those games they're supposed to win, right?
Yeah. And when you bring up Bo Pelini, do you think that's a good bring up, or is that
it's better than what it has been. I guess it's sad that if that's your ceiling, that's not very good for Nebraska. I mean, it's certainly 9 and 10 wins we would love to have every year because we've learned our lesson that it can get bad. And it has. So to get back to that level would be great, but I mean, you still didn't want to achieve more. The problem in all of this is freaking Indiana. Indiana football is the losingest program in the history of college football. They were 3-9 the year before Kurt Cignetti took over. 3-9. 11-2 last year. Made the playoff. This year might be a better team. Like, that has taken every excuse you have off the shelf. Because guess what? Like, last year, easy schedule. Well, guess what? They beat you last year. 56-7.
Yeah.
So why are Nebraska fans saying crap at Indiana with the easy schedule? You got your butts kicked by them on their field last year.
No one plans for hair loss. But through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
They already have a nice win against Illinois. Maybe overranked Illinois, still a decent Illinois team.
You know what?
They have more chances than Nebraska. They have games at Oregon and at Penn State. Nebraska, of course, plays at Penn State. But the USC game is not quite the same pedigree as Oregon, at least right now.
Right.
So they have a chance to prove that they are legitimate. And what if they won both those games? Like, everything you use about the time it takes to build a program, It maybe it's an anomaly. It's an anomaly at the worst school ever in football history.
Yeah. Kurt Cignetti.
That just pisses you off because you know he's not making the same money as Rhule, or it doesn't have the, you would think, the same resources, but they do an exceptional job of scouting out players for the portal. Like, we went through the roster the other day. We went through on Monday and said, where do these guys come from? Some were James Madison. A lot of them were at Indiana, just developed well under Cignetti.
Yeah.
And that's what you wanted
with
Matt.
It's not a whole lot of Alabamas and Georgias and Ohio States that are transferring in. It's kind of Western Illinois.
We saw a Kent State transfer there that's doing well. Like, that is killing everything about fans saying it takes time. Does it take time? It can take time.
Yeah.
I think Bielema won pretty quickly to Illinois. Like, they were respectable off the bat there.
Yeah.
Had a place that had sucked for years. So these other Big Ten schools, and look at Vanderbilt, for crying out loud. Vanderbilt has been the dog of the country for years in a very tough conference. And they're going to beat Utah State this week to go to 5-0. They have a Heisman contending quarterback in Diego Pavia.
Yeah.
Like, they have every reason to end September thinking that the playoffs are in reach. The playoffs for Indiana and Vanderbilt. Schools we thought, NIL will just kill them more. No, apparently not.
Yeah, I mean, and that's been part of the frustration over the long term for Nebraska, is seeing other programs, whether it's, you know, kind of Kansas rise from the ashes, Iowa State now having a top 15 team, if not program, you know, a top 20 type program in general. Just over the years, these teams kind of, everybody kind of has their time in the spotlight. Nebraska has not been able to do that. Now, I would say, though, you do see these kind of quick success stories. Kurt Cignetti's getting a lot of coaches into conversations with their athletic directors right now, because nobody's being. I do think that's a bit of an anomaly, but I do. I also see the point.
It's happening at Indiana, though.
But I wouldn't try to. I would say that if Nebraska can go 4-0 this month, if they can beat these unranked teams, I wouldn't let the fact that some other people are having more success. I mean, that's going to happen. I mean, comparison is the thief of joy, right?
Yeah.
But I would say you can still take some significant step forwards if you're Nebraska this year by just winning the games you're supposed to historically, or the games that they should win here. You know, 8-9 wins without a big win. Would that be okay with you?
I guess. But again, I always hate to keep bringing up Cignetti.
Yeah.
Anomaly or not, that's happening in your conference. This is not a guy winning at an AAC school, like a Cincinnati, or it's not Cincinnati, but a smaller school. He's not winning at, in the Boise State Conference. They're doing it at a Power Four conference that has been the crap school forever.
Yeah.
Forever. Forever. Sandlot. Forever. sorry. No, but just having him have this success is a wonderful story for college football, and also really damning for schools that are bigger prestige that aren't getting it done in this new era of NIL. Because I know I'd be pretty confident, Buck, that Nebraska has better NIL than Indiana.
Mm. Yeah.
I've been wrong. If I'm out of bounds, people can tell me I'm wrong. But if there's a world that Indiana has more NIL than Nebraska in football, what the hell's happening there then?
We got some big problems. Unless Indiana has some huge donor or something. But you mentioned October, Michigan State at Maryland, at Minnesota, in Northwestern. 3-1 okay with you, or you got to go 4?
3-1's okay, because you're bowl eligible before November, which is great.
Yeah.
But 4-0, if you want to prove that you are legitimately a team on the rise and you're going to contend at the top of this conference, you got to go 4-0.
Yeah. But I think 3-1 puts you in a good bowl conversation.
I would not be surprised if they went 4-0, but I do not expect
it. Not necessarily expecting. Okay.
I do not expect 4-0.
Obviously, anything worse, 2-2, you're starting to, starting to mount.
Right. And I'm curious. I'm like, okay, which game's scarier, Maryland or Minnesota?
Yeah.
Maryland, I think Maryland's fan base does not show up to games. So it's not an intimidating environment. In Minnesota, Friday Night Football, PJ Fleck has owned Nebraska. I think that game should be the scariest of the month, but I'm not convinced that Maryland's not a scarier game right now.
Well, yeah, and it's interesting. And still, that the results of this past weekend of San Diego State blanking Cal 34-0 is throwing me off on what Minnesota, who lost to Cal the previous week, might be. But we'll see. Michigan State's interesting, too. They've got an offense, a quarterback that can run, Nick Marshall, wide receiver, that's pretty good. Their defense is awful. So Nebraska should be able, in the very least, to maybe win a shootout there. They at least should be positioned to do so.
Can I get some break news before we get to break?
Yeah, news.
This is per Hayes Fawcett, who works with Rivals and On Three. This is as of 2 minutes ago. Nebraska has landed a commitment from 4-star wide receiver Jabari Watkins. 6'2", 185 from Thomasville, Virginia, chose the Huskers over Florida State, Cal, and Illinois. He's from Georgia. Again, four-star player. This is his name is Jabari Watkins, class of 2027.
Okay, yeah, class 27. So
that's right now, as of 2 minutes ago, that commitment happened.
Well, thanks for the breaking news.
Yeah, talk about stuff to leave over here. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You're going to do the George Costanza. Now you leave once you break the news. Boom. On a good
note. That's
what I do. Well, thanks for jumping in with us. I think Austin is going to jump in with me next. We'll have more on the Adam Carriker Show coming up next on 93.7 The Ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.